I am a lousy international traveler. I worry too much, and with Americans, by all reports, less and less popular overseas, I just as soon stay home.
Storyteller and reluctant traveler, Dick George.
But when our daughter Jessica finished a semester in Rome, my wife Fran and I decided to go to Italy. Jess contacted her long out-of-touch Italian relatives, whom she and I had never met and Fran had seen only once over 30 years ago. This is how the three of us found ourselves getting out of a car in front of the house of a second cousin in the town of Vigeux, near the Swiss border. Our wheels had barely stopped turning when the front door flew open and out burst Rena, an expressive, energetic woman in her 70s. She was speaking high-speed, full-body Italian, meaning her hands, face, and movements told us almost all we needed to know. In her eyes were tears of joy. The Americans had come. I had no idea you could get such a strong reaction just by showing up. She took us into the house to meet her husband, Cousin Paolo. He's disabled by multiple sclerosis, but his grin stretched from ear to ear, and he laughed so hard he cried. His grown son, Pierangelo, was there with his wife, Laura, and their son, Simone. Others stopped by, Gigi, Ugo, Orazio. Even the sound of the names carried some unfathomable Italian life force. We stayed a while, looking at family photographs, answering questions about the American side of the family, and, of course, eating and drinking. When it was time to say our goodbyes, Rena cupped my face with her hands and looked into my eyes. "Contento, contento, contento," she exclaimed through her tears. "Happy, happy, happy. And I'm not even a blood relative." It was the same for the rest of the day as we were taken from one cousin's house to another's. We saw Peppino, Rosa, Augusto, Pannuccia. At each stop, the older men look at Fran, laughing and marking with a finger the midpoint of their thigh. This indicated Fran's mini-skirted hemline when she visited back in 1969 with her college roommates. The American girls created a sensation that became family lore. As we sat with Rosa, in her mid-80s and ailing, she said with apparent sincerity that now that she had seen us, she can die. How do you respond to a comment like that? I could only reach for another cannoli. Since we were headed back to Rome, the family insisted that we visit Cousin Gianni. He's a bishop at the Vatican and clearly the star of the family. This idea makes me nervous as we're not exactly religious. But he, too, is very glad to see us and puts us quickly at ease. We have lunch together, and before you know it, he's sharing his recipes for polenta and talking about hunting in the Alps. I am astounded that these family connections, so long dormant, can spring so instantly back to life, and that at least in some places, it still feels like a plus to be an American.
Dick George lives in Baldwin, Maryland.